Loading.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
What if I like the ads?
Hey, I like ads.
What if I want to hear the ads?
Ads is what gives us money.
Yeah, puts a roof overhead. It's commercial radio.
I never knew that when I was younger listening to the radio. I never knew advertisement is what generated the money for the big cats.
Yeah. Man, for us.
For us as well.
And for us, we need to get paid to keep doing this job. I've got strange nasal issue. I don't feel funny. Don't worry. It's just my sinuses are really weird, but I don't have any sinus pain. It's just literally my voice sounds very nasally.
Would you squirt the water up the nostrils?
I might do it. My sinus rinse. But it's so disgusting.
It's horrible.
Do you remember when we did that on the show?
Did I do it on the show?
Yeah, you brought that work experience kid into the bathroom.
Jesus. Jeez, that doesn't sound good.
Different
times.
Do you want to see me squirt water and salt up one nostril?
But like we did it live on the show.
He was terrified.
I don't know why he was in there. I think he was holding the phone. I tell you what, I've been having a horrible night's sleep the last few days.
The bank holiday has messed me up. Yeah, I've been having broken sleep. I keep waking up like every few hours.
Yeah.
I'm not too bad. I have a new housemate.
Yeah, how so? Are you going to speak about him?
I will. I don't want to speak about him.
Does he know what you do?
I don't know. I think he thinks I'm a...
You have to tell him.
No, I told him I'm a DJ.
Don't say DJ. We are not...
No, you're not DJ.
We are not DJ.
You're a radio presenter.
A radio presenter.
I said I work in radio. And he says, oh, a DJ?
No, be open. Be like, man, I'm a radio presenter. You might hear me go off early in the morning because I talk. And if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about you.
In some places, you're known as a radio DJ. It's not the worst.
I don't think he knows I do this.
Yeah.
But
I ask for permission, man.
He works late. I won't use his real name.
Well, you're not.
He works late and I heard him coming in last night, but just briefly, and I went back to sleep again. He also snores.
Oh, great content. This man. Yeah. He's a gift. You see a problem, I see a gift. I go, hello, let's milk this cow.
I like him. He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy.
Something to talk about on the show.
Something to talk about.
No, I'll get something. I'll milk him over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll come in on Monday with stories.
Mr. Milk.
Jeez, we've milked roommate Sean. Plenty of times.
Well, it's because he's the only person you're seeing. Remember? And I'm only seeing Coxie. Yeah. That's the issue.
Remember I used to always milk my old roommate Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk Rick.
And I used to milk Hef.
Yeah. You got to milk these people. No, you got to milk the people that are around you.
It should be in the contract of the tenancy agreement if you move into the flat.
You know what you're getting yourself into.
You're fair game.
Yeah.
You are. But look, we're great guys. And... that part of being our friend is you get milked.
Yeah.
I just got to accept it.
You sometimes get into trouble.
Accept the milking.
We sometimes have gotten into trouble.
On all fours till I milk you.
Yeah. I got into trouble. Do you remember I got into trouble?
Yeah, but not from someone in your circle, though.
No.
That was...
Well, no, someone in my circle. My girlfriend. Remember, she was really upset about something I said.
Oh, yeah, that was
fair enough. I felt bad.
That's okay.
Yeah. And sometimes I go, do you know when you're playing around fire, you are going to get burned sometimes?
Yeah, not all the time.
Hot.
You wouldn't keep playing with fire if you got burnt every time.
No.
But the risk of playing with fire is the odd time you will get burnt.
And fire is warm. And it keeps me warm. So that's why I play next to it.
Yeah.
But also don't play with fire in real life.
Do not play with fire.
We don't
want
to be responsible for any burns.
But when I was younger and I can't at least put my finger through
Graham, I wouldn't say this.
My mum loves fire.
Fire.
Nah.
We about to set
any
this
reason?
Fire.
No, she just like, her eyes lit up.
Will you get your mum to talk on the show?
I think she might be sending a voice note tomorrow.
I would love to hear it.
Give her the topic for Celeb Smash tonight so she's lots of time.
Yeah.
Okay, on the show today, we try to get to the bottom of the rhino on the dotter. We also do a great Celeb Smash. Dara Quilty from Appella joins us as well, talking about his 1963 album. Here it is.
1-2-1-2, hey.
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
What? My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning!
1038 is your number one hit music station.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03. And this morning, Nathan and producer Callum bonding over estate agents. What a lovely thing to be doing this morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know if I can say producer Callum. Can I delve
well,
into your personal
it
life?
Now, so you as well.
I didn't mention it. Graham did. He set me up and I'm going to smash it down.
No, hold on a second here. I didn't say... I just said you were bonding over estate agents.
I want to be very transparent on
That's
the show.
That's all I said.
And tell you that producer Callum...
Well, actually, are we allowed?
Are we allowed?
If we're not allowed, don't say it. We're not allowed.
I think people can know. Nothing's definite at the minute.
Well, can I say you might be?
Yeah, yeah, we're looking at apartments.
Producer nice. Callum and his sweet girlfriend, Jess, they're looking for apartments. And you viewed a place?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes.
Is the person that showed you around, do they listen to the show?
I can't remember her name, but the lady who was showing us around the apartments, I'm terrible with names, was like...
Oh, that's not a good
that's
sign.
That's not a good sign.
If she's listening now, struck off.
On behalf of the show, we'd like to apologise.
Struck off, not giving them the apartment.
She said she recognised my voice, and I was like, I hate that, because it's... Like, I'm not used to that kind of stuff. When I worked in the UK, I was very much in the background. I was never brought on air, so then I came over here and like, oh, you can talk! It's like, oh, don't worry. No,
you're the only English person really on radio in Dublin.
I have a question. Yeah. Did she show you the bathroom tap last night? Look, I know you don't want to see anything else. Here's a bathroom tap.
I love if Callum just said, I'm just going to check the bathroom. And she's like, okay, yeah, fine. And just comes in. Callum's mouth is around the tap.
I am aware we might have a first-time listener. Many, many months ago, producer Callum said that he likes to drink water from the bathroom tap as it's more crisp.
There's two bathrooms in the apartment, so I've got a choice.
Spoiled for choice.
Celtic Tiger.
Shall we get on with the show?
Yeah, let's go on with the show.
About my personal life.
Do you remember Fire Festival?
Yeah, with Ja Rule.
The ill-fated, luxurious festival supposed to be on an island in the Bahamas, but one of the founders ended up going to jail. Well, it's back in the news this morning.
Oh.
And I've got all the details as to why in 5 minutes' time.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Hello.
That is Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Leave the Door Open. 7-Eleven on Fully Charged.
It's a beautiful song,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Would you say it's love-making music?
It's love-making music.
Oh.
It is. This morning, I started having a bit of a heart attack because I started going, no, that wasn't 4 years ago.
Yes, I actually heard you say that, but I didn't look over. I just continued to watching some football highlights.
Fire Festival happened in 2017. Fire Festival was that ill-fated festival that was supposed to be this luxurious festival. Tickets were selling between $4,000 and $12,000. It was set up by Ja Rule and Billy McFarland. So bad that it was cancelled when people got out there, and Billy McFarland ended up going to prison because of it.
Is he still in prison, do we know?
I think he is still in prison.
Oh my God.
But for people who are also like me, a little bit worried that they remember the festival, they remember watching the documentary. The documentary came out in 2019.
All right.
That's when it kind of made worldwide fame because everyone was watching it on all the streaming platforms.
And it was a festival that was promoted by loads of glamorous influencers, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure Kendall Jenner was on the island as well, and Gigi Hadid.
I think Emily Ratajkowski as well.
So they're all hired to promote it, and then it ended up being a massive flop. Well, Ja Rule, one of the co-founders, has announced that he is selling the infamous cheese sandwich tweet from the ill-fated Fire Festival as an NFT. Now, let me describe what an NFT is.
Thank God, I was going to pretend and go, ah yes, an NFT.
This is very new. So it's a non-fungible token, which is a unit of data that can represent a unique digital item.
You're losing me.
So NFT can represent digital files and other forms of creative work. So basically, one of the most famous NFTs was Jack Dorsey. He's the founder of Twitter, and he sold his very first tweet.
I remember that.
He sold the tweet. Not a screenshot of the tweet. You can sell these things. It still doesn't really make a lot of sense, even though I researched it this morning, but you can sell the original piece of digital data, and it can go for a lot of money.
So is he selling this original cheese sandwich?
The cheese sandwich? No. Just the tweet of the cheese sandwich.
Oh, come on. How annoyed would you be if you were starving and you made the deal and you turn up? There's a tweet.
So the photo was taken by a guy who bought a ticket to go to the festival. His name was Trevor DeHaas. And his cheese sandwich tweet became symbolic of the festival. So, you know when you go to the chipper and you might get a burger in one of those polystyrene boxes? Yeah. So, the cheese sandwich was in that. It featured
two pieces of bread open with no butter or mayonnaise on it, two slices of Easy Singles or whatever the equivalent was in the Bahamas, and this horrible lettuce and tomato. That was it. And these people paid over $4,000 for a ticket. Now, the snack slash tweet is described as meme, cultural touchstone cheese sandwich from an inauspicious dinner. Photographer Trevor DeHaas captured the most iconic image from 2017's most famous debacle, the Fyre Festival. Two limp white slices of wheat bread lay like lifeless body of Icarus, bemoaning the hubris of man.
Oh my.
A timeless image of inestimable cultural import sold as a singular NFT.
That didn't sound like English whatsoever, but it was beautiful.
Guess how much it's going for. And again, it's just the tweet.
So who is this person buying it?
No, so the guy who took the photo has teamed up with Ja Rule
to sell it.
And they're going to sell the original tweet.
So nobody has bought this yet.
No.
I am saying that it's maybe going for $1,000.
The current estimated price is $80,000.
Goodness.
But there's a plot twist. So, another plot twist. They're actually doing it for a good cause, because the proceeds will be going towards the guy who took it, Trevor DeHaas's daily dialysis and kidney transplant.
Ah, I thought it was to get the other man out of prison. We're saving up all this money. Now, listen to this, Graham. 5 minutes time. I'm going to be telling you what Adrian Dunbar and Kate Winslet have in common.
Adrian Dunbar, the guy from Line of Duty?
Yes.
Kate Winslet, the one from Titanic?
Oh, they're actors, actually. They have a lot of things in common.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Who wants to hear about celebrities that have cheated death? I hope you do, because I have nothing else planned. Are you afraid of death, Graham?
Yes.
You said that very quickly.
I am.
Have you ever been close to death?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We were all close to death.
Yes, we were.
When was that? 2 years ago?
It was...
3 years.
Oh, that's not 3 years ago. Oh, God. Is that 3 years ago?
Time is just escaping.
Was it 2028? No.
No, that's 2 years ago, Callum.
2019.
I was going to say 2 years ago.
That's
just
2 years ago.
Very quickly tell the tale.
So we were going out to shoot the music video. Remember Miley Cyrus's Nothing Breaks Like a Heart?
Yeah.
We were doing Nothing Smells Like a Fart.
I don't think it really took off, our parody.
Didn't take off, but we were going out to shoot a music video on location. We were on the M50 and I was trying to merge into a lane, but a massive truck didn't see us. We were in the truck's blind spot.
Oh, it was horrible.
And the truck started to indicate over to our lane and nearly crushed us against the barrier.
Do you remember our cameraman, Peter, his scream?
Peter, the hardest man you'll ever meet.
Oh, tattoos.
Tattoos everywhere. So, I suppose when death comes straight to you in the face,
yeah,
don't know what's going to happen.
Did you see what I was doing? I was licking my lips. I was muttering, come at me. Come at me.
You went pale and nearly fainted.
I always look pale. Right. Actor Adrian Dunbar. He is, of course, the affable Ted Hastings in the show Line of Duty, which I've recently started to watch. I'm obsessed. Well, he revealed that he once cheated death when his car was blown up during a family holiday in Jerusalem.
What?
He said on a podcast, I heard a bomb go off and I looked up into the sky and I just knew it was our car.
How?
What would you do for the rest of the holiday? Right, so my car is blown up.
Imagine after going back to the rental. Like, you're afraid enough when you get a scratch on the car that they're going to charge you a fortune. What happens when your car gets bombed?
Well, this is what it was like when I got it.
Yeah.
Creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane. Listen to this now. You might already know the story, but he cheated death. After a wild night out on September the 10th, 2001.
Heard about this.
He showed up late at Boston Airport for his flight. He was supposed to go over to LA. He ended up missing his flight and his said flight crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, killing everyone on board.
Is insane.
And I remember reading about Mark Wahlberg, and he was also supposed to go onto a flight that crashed into the World Trade Center.
Didn't know Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, and he said, if I was on the plane, it wouldn't have happened. And I'm like, Mark, calm down.
Okay, Mark.
Can't be saying that.
Cheers to that one, Mark.
Veteran actor Harrison Ford. He's, of course, played the likes of Han Solo and Indiana Jones. He holds a pilot's license. And in 2015, he was in one of these vintage airplanes and the engine stopped working and he had to make a crash landing onto a golf course in the Venice region of LA. Imagine if you're trying to, like, just putt. You've been having a great performance on the golf course and then you just see Harrison Ford.
Apologies to anybody who is afraid of flying this morning and not doing you any favours.
Well, last one. If you're afraid of lightning, you're not going to like this story. Yeah,
I would be afraid of lightning.
Kate Winslet, friend of the show, she was on holiday with her now husband, Ned Smith, back in 2011. They went to a private island called Necker Island, which is owned by Ned's uncle, Richard Branson.
Oh, there's connections. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
And out of nowhere, lightning struck the luxury property. It caught fire, prompting Winslet and her two young children to flee. And she has later described it as the biggest crisis she has ever faced and admitted she's now so paranoid about house fires that she's constantly checking to ensure she has unplugged electricals.
Thinking about near-death experiences, I don't think it was, but when I heard your screams, I thought you were dying when you dislocated your shoulder.
Yeah, I was whimpering.
I'm fully sure you were about to pass out and die from...
You didn't seem to care.
I was like, please, you're embarrassing
me. The Graham O'Toole radio show.
Has a good ring to it, doesn't it?
Has a nice ring to it.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I each have a Showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's a Thursday.
A little mangy birdie told me that you poked yourself in the eye this morning.
Yeah, as I was getting dressed, putting on my leather chaps. No, they're trousers, aren't they?
Yes, Sheriff.
No, as I was putting on my leather shirt, I put my finger in my eye, not realising that my eye was still open, and now my brain hurts.
That is the Sheriff, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how the Sheriff lives.
I love the way he committed to the leather chaps.
It took me a split second for it to drop what he was talking about, but then I got it.
So proud of you. Graham, do you want to begin?
I will begin. This is going to be big. This is going to be big. Kanye West has signed a deal with Netflix.
Oh.
He signed a major deal for a docu-series about his life and career to air on Netflix, which is expected to cover his ill-fated 2020 presidential bid, the death of his mother, and the breakdown of his marriage to Kim. Oh. Usually it's all about the Kardashians. Yeah. Now Kanye West is coming out with his, but there's more to this, because it's going to feature hours and hours of home videos and never-before-seen content, and has been sold to the streaming giant for 30 million euro. Oh, so how this has been made is filmmakers Clarence Simmons and Sheikh Oza have been chronicling Kanye for an unnamed project for 21 years.
That's a long time.
So they have been following him for 21 years. They did his music videos, Jesus Walks and Through the Wire, but they're going to sell the footage now to Netflix. This is going to be huge, because obviously he's got everything that's happened in the last couple of years, but you forget before that the amount of Grammys he's won. He's won 22 Grammys, and he also sold over 160 million records.
What's your favourite Kanye West album? Isn't the one you always listen to in secondary school?
Yes, what's it called? Is it Graduation? I think it's Graduation. It's the one with Welcome to the Good Life, and then Good Morning, and then Homecoming. It was released when I was in transition year, so that was 2008. Whatever one that one is.
Well, thank you very much, Graham, for that.
Callum is Googling it. It is a Graduation.
Welcome to the Good Life.
I'll come back to you at the end.
Thanks, Callum.
I want to speak about this man. I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style.
Honey on my wrist, couple carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. One of my favorite Will I Am songs.
We love blaring that song whenever we're driving.
That one? So that's with Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And then there's the other one.
French Montana.
And then there's the other one with...
Oh, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. Yeah. You can go hard or you can go home.
Well, listen to this. Will.i.am is releasing his own face mask. And as you can imagine, it's very futuristic. I have a picture of it, Graham. You look at it while I describe what it has, okay?
Oh, it's like Bane.
So the mask is called a super mask, but it begins with the letter X. I don't fully know how to pronounce it, I'll be honest with you.
X-U-P-E-R.
Yeah, but I think...
Supermask.
He collaborated with a tech company called Honeywell, and this face mask is priced at $299. I did the conversion rate, so that's roughly 251 euros. So I know you're asking, what does this face mask have? Well, it has Bluetooth connectivity, dual 3-speed fans, a filtration system, LED lights, noise-cancelling headphones, and a rechargeable 7-hour battery. But I ask, Will.i.am, I want to know, does that face mask prevent your sunglasses from fogging up?
Yeah, well,
Anyone else struggling?
He's wearing sunglasses in here. So it's a white face mask with the earphones attached to the outside, and then it's kind of an orange on the chin. But when you think about it, so €250, well, the price of earphones and headphones these days is about that. So if you're throwing in a mask as well, and it looks pretty cool.
And
as
you're
well.
Able to play music and take phone calls. It is out today. You can buy it today.
So you can do things with earphones. Yeah. With these earphones as well.
Yeah.
That's incredible, Nathan.
And he said in the New York Times, we are living in sci-fi times. This is straight out of a friggin' movie, but we are wearing masks from yesterday's movie. So I wanted to make a mask to fit the era that we are in.
It's class. I love it.
It is cool. I'd say it's heavy. It definitely weighs the chin down.
Classic Will.i.am. Very misunderstood. Nathan, you get the win this morning. Thank you. Canny album was Graduation.
Thank you.
Oh, we're all winners.
Here. Everyone's a winner.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Get the questions wrong. That's all you have to do, baby.
Simple as that. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Playing this morning is Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Happy Thursday,
guys. Happy Thursday, Kelly. What's going on in your world? Are you working? Are you studying?
I'm on my way into work at the minute.
Okay.
Montessori teacher.
Brilliant. How long have you been doing that for?
I'm just recently qualified, so just a little under a year now.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. And how has the pandemic treated you?
You know what? It's not really a bad time to start. I love what I do, and regardless of the outside conditions, I still enjoy it.
That's a beautiful sentiment to start the day today, Kelly.
We love hearing that.
Right, Kelly, let's bring that positivity into Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules this morning. The same as any morning. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Isha is on top. She came on Tuesday, got 16. So if you can get 17 or more questions wrong in a minute, you'll go into Friday in the number one position. You ready to go?
Super.
Okay, let's go.
Do your best impression of Big Bird.
Meow.
Name an actor that has played Batman.
Bruce Willis.
Name an actor that has played the Joker.
Ben Affleck.
What is Michael Caine's job?
Barista.
What nationality is Christian Bale?
Irish.
What sport does Gareth Bale play?
Soccer.
What do golfers hit a golf ball with?
A banana.
What sport does Tiger Woods play?
Basketball.
How do you spell clamp?
B-A-E-C-H.
What rhymes with a lamp?
Toe.
What is a raspberry a type of?
Car.
Who do I do a show with?
Me.
What is Dwayne Johnson's wrestler name?
The Hobo.
What does a postman deliver?
Bananas.
Name something that goes into the green recyclable bin.
A bike.
Sing an Ed Sheeran song.
Happy birthday.
Who was Chris Martin married to?
Angelina Jolie.
What day was yesterday?
Monday.
What date is Christmas Day?
26th of April.
Oh my lord!
Ow. That's hot. That's hot.
We are dealing with a world-class player. You are
thank you very much.
Top of your game, Kelly.
Hurt my fingers.
Have you played before?
No.
You're good.
Goodness gracious, you've definitely practiced, haven't you?
No.
Kelly, maybe you're just born with it.
Yeah, maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe a talent, I don't know why I'm in teaching.
Well, you had to get 17, all right, to top our leaderboard. And I can tell you, Kelly, you came on with your positivity, and you, my friend, got...
What'd she get?
17!
Yeah! Yes.
Easy as you like. You go into Friday at the number one spot, and if nobody comes on tomorrow and gets 18 or more, you'll win the €100 and Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Kelly, fantastic. Woo! Thank you so much.
You're my hero.
Bye. Super.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I saw a rhino yesterday and it was very, very confusing. So you know, Graham, and you listening, that I've been doing these long treks home after work. So we are based in Stephen's Green and I live in Dundrum and I do the route up through Rathmines and then I find myself at the pub. Do you know the Dropping Well?
Yeah.
And that river is called the River Dodder. Do you know, opposite it and behind it, to the side. Anyway,
is it a lake surrounding it?
It's flooded, Graham. It's flooded.
The River Dodder goes behind the Dropping Well.
There we go. My translator. Anyway, I noticed something in the River Dodder yesterday that I'd never seen before. A rhino statue is in the River Dodder. I haven't a clue why the hell it's there. To be honest with you, when I saw it, I thought it was an actual rhino that just wasn't moving.
And you've done this walk many times.
Yeah.
Has it just landed there yesterday?
No, I'm sure it's been there before, yeah. But it's just I noticed it. Because normally I'm in such a groove of I'm listening to things and I'm walking that I don't look at my surroundings. But yesterday, for some reason, I looked over, I saw this rhino statue and I had many questions that I wanted to bring onto the show. Why the hell is there a rhino statue? Who put it there? Is it going to stay there forever?
Is it here to tell us a message?
Yes.
What does it symbolise? Is this Matt Damon of 2021? We got to try and track down people who are slightly connected to the rhino statue behind the Dropping Well.
I think so.
And then hopefully the rhino will come on the show and talk to us.
Yes, I would happily interview a rhino statue.
Actually nearly a year to the day.
13th of May.
We're nearly a year coming up to when we started to investigate Matt Damon. So now it's time for the new one. The rhino statue behind the Dropping Well on the River Dodder. What's the story with it? Nathan actually took a picture of it and put it up on our Instagram story if you want to have a look at it. Official Spin 1038. But if you have any information about the rhino, how big is this rhino? Is it just a small little statue with maybe water coming out of its horn like a water fountain?
Nope. I saw no water coming out of its horn. I just saw a thick grey statue. And I will be completely honest with you,
please,
Graham.
Please.
I was tempted to jump into the River Dodder and actually go on top of it. Sit on top of the rhino.
Okay, all right. I've seen the photo you took.
Yeah, the photo is on our social media. Check it out on Instagram, official spin1038.
It's massive.
We have it as an Instagram story. It's beautiful. It's regal. It's majestic.
It is about the size of a big baby rhino. And it's on this kind of concrete plinth as well.
Yeah.
And it's nailed down because it's got these kind of brass straps at the bottom, which make sure that nobody's going to go on the River Dodder and steal it at nighttime. We want to know what the story is. 087 711 1038. We want to know the history of it. Lindsay's been in contact.
Good morning, guys. I'm in my 30s. And when I used to pass the rhino every day on the bus going to school because I went to school in Rathmines. It's been there a long time. I mean, you're talking probably about 15 years. It's facing backwards. I don't know what the reason is, but yeah, it's been there a while. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Lindsay. Okay.
So we know it's been there for a long time. I will be completely honest with you. I used to always think the dung beetle was my spirit animal, but that rhino does something to me.
Yeah.
Look at the rhino. Graham,
I've seen. It's beautiful.
But look at the rhino smiling. There's a cheeky smirk that it has on its face. I want to know, why is the rhino smiling?
What's the story with the rhino?
I've so many questions. How did it get here? Does it have a message? Why is it so sexy? So many questions.
It's a big rhino. If you want to see a picture of it, it's on our Instagram story, official spin1038. It's located directly behind the Dropping Well pub. Now, I'm sure people listen go, I know that. But other people are thinking, what are these lads on about? Lindsay got in contact with us a couple of minutes ago, said it's been there for at least 15 years because she used to go to school in Rathmines. We have another Lindsay on the line now. Lindsay, you have information on the rhino.
No, I just know it's a hippo.
It's not a hippo, it's a rhino, Lindsay.
It's a hippo.
But it has a horn in its forehead.
Does it?
Yeah, it has two horns.
Do you have any information?
Maybe it's a unicorn hippo.
Oh my God, that'd be gorgeous.
Well, do you have any information, regardless of if it's a rhino or a hippo or a unicorn hippo, why it's there? Have you seen it?
I have, yeah. I live close to it. My dad has told me the story about it, but I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
Lindsay, you'll have to get on to your dad and then send us a WhatsApp voice note as to what's going on. Will you do that for us, Lindsay?
I shall do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, we do have a few more messages coming in. There's not one solid line as to what's going on. There's a few different stories going around.
Let's hear it.
Grace and Rathmine says, Nathan, that's been there for a solid 20 years.
Oh, my God.
His name is Kroll.
No, his name is not Kroll. I named him yesterday. He's called Craig.
Jen says, I worked in the dropping well for 8 years through and after college. The rhino is called Woody.
Not Woody. His name is Craig.
We used to tell the kids who came in that all the animals escaped from the zoo and the rhino stayed for so long he turned to stone so he could stay at the well forever. He gets dressed up on match days, Halloween and Christmas.
What about Valentine's Day?
And Collie in Artane says, morning lads, I think I've heard it's meant to be a hippo. Strange hippo with a horn in its head, but anyway. And it was put there by the owner of the dropping well, Charlie Chalk, as a publicity stunt. There's so many rumours about the rhino / hippo on the dodder behind the dropping well. If you've any more explanations, even if it's made up, because these are kind of funny, 087-711-1038 is the number. We want to get to the bottom of the rhino on the dodder.
You said a lot of things there, but I still don't feel that like
we haven't got to the bottom of it. We're only scratching.
Really know anything.
We're merely scratching the surface.
Yeah.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Joining us on the show right now is our dear friend and lead singer of Appella, Dara Quilty.
Yes. Appella's 1963 album is out now. Great album. And listen to this. 100% of the proceeds are going to the Marie Keating Foundation.
Oh, come on.
If you want to grab one, you can get it on appellamusic.com. But Dara, Nathan and I were a little bit concerned because we, of course, purchased a vinyl and we're seeing online a lot of people posting their vinyl with a handwritten note from yours truly, Dara Quilty. Yes, we haven't received Dara's. What's going on?
We've sold more than expected. And for the first time ever, we have a shot at getting into the music charts. Fellas, your vinyl's coming, and today is the last day.
We were kind of waiting for that answer. I was worried that you'd forgotten about us.
No. Today is the last day. People need to go and order it today. Okay. And also, you guys, you get an autograph with your vinyl.
Yeah, I was going to bring this up. I saw on your Instagram you were making personal messages to each person that ordered a copy. Do you regret that decision? Because it seemed like it was a long time doing it.
I thought it was going to be a great idea, and I got these cards made up. And to everyone who pre-ordered, like you guys, I wrote personal thank you notes. And, you know, because it means a lot to me, because you're supporting the music and you're supporting the Marie Keating Foundation, which unfortunately, you don't really know you need the Marie Keating Foundation until something terrible happens in your life. So I thought it would be nice. And then it was 3:15 a.m. in the morning. and I hadn't done as much writing since English Leaving Cert Paper 1 and 2.
Dara, coming onto the show, we always get our celebrity guests to play our infamous non-award winning game, Gotta Get It Wrong.
I love this game.
Well, there we go. It is the game where all you have to do is get the questions wrong. Incorrect. Incorrect.
Who's on the leaderboard, Graham?
Right, Dara. Could you imagine?
Am I playing this?
You're
yes,
going
you
to
are.
Have a game. We're going to let you play a game.
This is a dream come true.
In celebration of your 1963 album available now, we're going to let you have a game. On top of the leaderboard is another Irish group, Westlife.
Who?
18. On the bottom of the leaderboard, joint bottom, is Jack Whitehall, Ava Max, and another Irish band, Codaline, with just 10 questions incorrect in a minute. Dara and Nathan.
This sounds like one of those. This is, I know this. This is a thing that sounds way easier on the radio than when you're actually doing it.
I'm nervous.
Let's find out.
Me too.
Here we go.
What noise does a squid make? Sing a Sinead O'Connor song.
Zombie, zombie.
What is a potato a type of?
Lemon.
What's 68 minus 7?
409.
10 plus 10 is 20. True or false?
False.
Name a Drake album.
The Real Sun Shady, LP.
Do your best impression of Joe Biden.
Everything's terrific. It's going to be a terrific economy.
Do your best impression of Donald Trump.
I'm a normal person with no problems.
Do your best impression of Al Pacino.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Do your best impression of Robert De Niro.
Hello? Hello?
What nationality is Jerry Springer?
German.
What's the capital? A lot of impressions in your round.
It was so impressive. What was with the impressions?
You're a great impressionist.
I'm not. What was with that? There was like 10 impressions.
As well as a brilliant singer, the front man of Appella. Well, I can tell you, Mr. Dara Quilty, you came
Please
on.
Tell me I took Westlife. Please tell me I took down Westlife. Please tell me.
You, sir, got 11.
Oh, whoa.
Seabiscuit.
Oh, second last, joint with Joel Curry. But ahead of Coda Line below Gavin James. Dara Quilty from Appella, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We want to encourage people to check out appellamusic.com, the 1963 album. It is a fantastic album, but also remember, all proceeds go towards the Marie Heating Foundation. It's a fantastic initiative you guys are doing in Appella. And let's try and get Appella to number one. Yes. We have till when, Dara? Is it...
Yeah, can I just say, honestly, and I know you guys have a lot of listeners... Every single person counts, and today is the last day.
Come on.
So truly, every single person that does that is really, really important. And it will mean the world to the Marie Keating Foundation. So I really appreciate you guys having me on. I'm still sweating from Gotta Get It Wrong.
Well, Dara, let's get a little taster of that album. Do you want to introduce your brand new track on Spin 103.8?
I'd love to, and directed by the same man who filmed Westlife, who are the current leaders of Gotta Get It Wrong and Spin 103.8. Reikyo is his name, and this is Buried You on the multi-award winning Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Look, count how many pens I have in front of me.
Three
pens. And I am prepared for Celeb Smash.
I'm going to win this morning. I got my paper, my pen. I'm ready to go.
So if you don't know what Celeb Smash is, producer Callum gives us a topic and then we have to smash it with the celebrity's name. Can you give us a little clue this morning?
So today's Celeb Smash topic is very broad.
Lovely.
Like there's lots of different branches you can go down. You'll both like this one.
Yesterday,
that's all I'm giving you.
Yesterday was places in Ireland. Yeah. The day before was Shrek, so we're going even broader.
I can predict right now. I think I have a special talent.
I think I know what it is too.
Will I say what it is?
Yeah.
Food.
Food brands, I was thinking.
No. I did food last week as well.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You'll find out in 2 minutes and 46 seconds.
Wasn't memorable.
No. Okay. Clearly not.
Celeb.
Smash.
Who wants to party?
Let's go.
I always feel like when we play the music here, there should be foam coming from the ceiling of the studio.
Wait a second.
Get ready for it. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, jump.
You said 3, 2, 1. I was going up. I was saying 1, 2, 3.
That's why it works, brother.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
We are so different.
Two different brains.
Does it work? Welcome to Celeb Smash. Producer Callum gives us a topic and we have to smash it with a celebrity name.
Yes, so the celebrities, they can be alive or dead. They can be fictional. I think we had a Bridget Jones one yesterday. So today's Celeb Smash topic is transportation.
Oh, okay.
So you can be as broad as you like here. So you can use car brands like a Ford Mondeo. You can use aeroplanes. I've got an example for you.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda, the actress.
Jane Honda.
Well, I went... Plane Fonda. Oh,
very good.
And I've just got another one for you, just so you've got an idea.
Stay away from my Lewis.
Jimmy Carr Insurance.
So you just can, Jimmy Carr.
Well, yeah, but that's not really a smash. That's just stating its name.
Okay.
So I want you in the studio, Graham and Nathan. You have three to come up with.
Okay,
celeb
broad.
Smash.
It's too broad for me.
Celebs and transportation. You listening, 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp, text or WhatsApp voice note. Give us a WhatsApp voice note. I like hearing your voice. Just the one celeb smash from you, please.
I do have a critique, producer Callum.
Okay.
I think these topics are too broad. I think you need to be going down car manufacturers. Like, do a topic of just about cars. And then...
Well, it's too late now.
Okay.
Celebs and transportation. We'll get yours in 5 minutes.
None are coming to me straight away, and I'm worried about that.
Bus.
Bus Aaron.
Is there a famous Aaron?
Oh.
Aaron.
Today's topic, there's loads coming in, I can see it. My mum's messaging, Andrew from News is messaging. Today's topic is transportation. So my example was Plane Fonda, Jane Fonda.
I would have preferred Jane Honda, to be honest.
Is okay. anyone messaging the show that isn't related to us or knows us?
I think there is. There's some coming through on the studio WhatsApp. My mum, Dublin Buster Rhymes.
Oh, go on, Diane.
Very good.
Yeah?
Right.
So three in the studio. Graham, do you want to kick off?
I'll go Ferrariana.
Very clever. Good. Ferrariana.
Very clever.
Ferrari.
I see your singer, and I add another one. Ferry Hilson.
Kerry Hilson. Ferry Hilson. Very good.
Thank you.
I'll go Mads Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh. I am looking at the classic EastEnders character. I have two for the name. Dot Air Balloon and Yacht Cotton.
Dot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
What was the second one?
Yacht Cotton.
Yacht doesn't sound... It does, actually.
Yeah,
sound.
Yacht.
All right. And...
Fantastic.
Aaron Road, Aaron Paul.
It's more Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Road, Aaron Paul.
I have one more.
Go on.
For the fictional character, as you said you're allowed to have, Tracked... Thor. Like a tractor, but tracked Thor.
Oh, very good.
Oh, God.
He shouldn't have already done that one. But Nathan gets the win in the studio this morning.
For
Graham,
what?
It's just fantastic. Will you cross to Andrew in News in Dundrum?
Oh, can he speak to us?
Yeah.
Andrew, go.
Dermot Kennedy Space Centre.
That's very good. Okay, bye, Andrew. Actually, wait. Andrew, you get a ding. Congrats.
There you go, Andrew.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. It took me a while to figure out what he was talking about. Right. Aaron has got in contact. Let's get to some of yours.
I don't know if this is a good one. Richard changing gears.
I think he means, is it Virgin Media News as Richard Chambers?
Chambers, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Richard Gere.
Oh.
Ah, they're both funny.
Yeah.
Richard Gears. I don't know. Ben in London.
Hi, Graham and Nathan. DeLorean O'Riordan.
Ah, very good, Ben.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Gary.
Morning, lads. Have one for you here. Volkswagen Polo Nutini.
No. That's a stretch now,
Some
Gary.
Some are very confusing.
Volkswagen Beetle, is it?
No, Paolo Nutini. Volkswagen Polo. Is it?
Polo Nutini.
Nutini.
It's a stretch. James.
Morning, guys. I thought of Alicia Car Keys.
Yeah, that does work.
Sam says Dua Leap Card.
Oh, that's a great one.
David says Dion Dublin Bus.
I do have to say it. I said it all fair, but the classic Arsenal footballer, Canoe.
Just a canoe.
Just a canoe.
Emma Louise says Shania Train.
Oh, very good. Oh.
And I'm just going to go through because they're coming through
just
here.
Go for it.
Fantastic.
Van Diesel, Leona Lewis, Jordan Spitfire for Jordan Spieth. And, yeah. Fiona says Skateboard Winslet.
What?
Kate Winslet. Skate.
Honda Rousey, like Ronda Lousey. Tom Cruise Control, Nikia Minaj. Jason Derulo, Moped Farah.
Oh my God.
Kieran Knightlink.
Oh, Kieran Knightlink, that deserves a ding.
Electric Scooter Braun. Oh, this is so many.
Any Lewis Capaldis?
A few Lewis Capaldis, yeah. But I thought that was low-hanging fruit, yeah. So I didn't read them out. And Truck Norris.
Oh, come
very
on.
Good.
Can I just say, outstanding from the Fully Charged listener this morning. Sometimes you let me down, but I tell you this morning you didn't. Not at all.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Please welcome your host of Googlebox. It is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello. Hello. Hope you are keeping well. Welcome to Googlebox. I am your said host. I have typed three open-ended questions into Google. We know at Google, it likes to try and predict what you're trying to say. So can you predict what Google predicted? Graham, you ready to play?
Oh, I'm born ready for this game.
Producer Callum, how about you? Are you in your car?
I'm actually on the train today. The car broke down.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
Are you going to order a little sandwich and coffee when it comes around?
Coffees, teas.
I don't think they are coming around because of the COVID.
Coffees, teas.
What about the terrifying toilets on the train? Oh. It's like a spaceship.
Yeah, and they sort of slide open. You like that. Oh.
Coffees, teas.
No, thank you.
Thanks. Don't be rude, Callum.
Sorry.
Don't be rude.
Can we play the game?
Okay. And play at home if you want to. I'm not going to force you. Here we go. Do rhinos...
Oh,
rhinos. We were speaking earlier about...
Have a horn on their head.
Okay.
Do rhinos grow to be really big? Oh, that was a rubbish one.
Do rhinos at number three have hair?
Oh.
At number two, do rhinos stamp out fires?
Oh, come on,
this one.
Come on, horn.
Do rhinos lay eggs? Oh, you missed an absolute sitter.
I think they do lay eggs.
I'm not too sure. I never give you the answer.
No, I know you don't.
Don't want the answer.
Well, we move on.
Let's do it.
We were speaking about this yesterday.
Can turkey?
We're speaking about turkey
your
meat.
Your father's dry turkey at Christmas.
Yeah, but he does nice gravy.
Can turkey give you food poisoning?
And be clever about it, because sometimes it can be an add-on of things. Do you know?
Can turkey give you food poisoning?
Okay, yep.
That's not right.
Can turkey be cooked in the microwave?
Interesting. Very interesting.
I wonder if it's something to do with turkey the country.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I don't know what can follow.
And number three, can turkey burgers be cooked in the oven?
Oh.
At number two, can turkeys swim? And at number one, what did you say again, Graham?
Can turkey give you food poisoning?
Can turkey be pink?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're kind of close.
You can't
kinda
have rare close. Turkey.
No, you can't have rare. We cross back over to the train. I think we have a worker as well.
Hello, can I see your ticket, please? They not got no ticket.
No, because my car broke down.
Where's your ticket for? A train, mate.
Where's your ticket?
Where are you heading to?
I've got
London,
cards.
Is it?
No, just...
Hogwarts?
Hoth.
Hoth?
Yeah. You got the Hoth.
It's inside your 5K.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Last one. Why do belly buttons smell?
Why do belly buttons gather fluff? I have really fluffy belly button.
Here we go. One of us is going to get it.
Shall I check?
Why do belly buttons at number three look different? At number two, collect fluff.
Yes.
Come on.
It's going to be smell number one, though, isn't it?
At number one, smell bad.
No, you get it.
I will give it to him.
Fair play.
Fair play. Everyone's a winner this morning.
But I'm more winner because mine was number one.
No, Graham, don't be like that.
I'm more of a winner. Hey, if you're heading to Dubai or Abu Dhabi, I've got a warning for you.
I'm
just over three.
It's not in my 5K.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan. I don't know if this was a dream or reality.
Go on.
But did you tell me that you're thinking about quitting radio and moving to Dubai to do teaching for a few years to earn some money and not pay any tax?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, well.
I plan to do it next year in the fall.
Well, if you're listening and maybe you're thinking of doing the same thing, obviously not on holidays. We don't encourage people to be flying anywhere at the moment. And we know we do have people who listen who are teachers abroad and working abroad in the UAE. I've got an article here about unusual laws in the UAE.
Okay.
So swearing in public is banned in the United Arab Emirates. Does that change your opinion? Because I know you love to go down to the docks and swear into the river.
I swear at the swans. I swear like a sailor, I tell you. And I'd like to apologise if anyone's offended walking beside me there.
The F word is completely taboo, and under Article 373, you can be fined as much as €2,200 or even face a year in prison for public swearing.
Now, where does fiddlesticks lie that?
Maybe about €1,000?
Yeah,
I think. This also extends to your online behaviour, so you've got to be careful online as well, because a good number of laws relating to cybercrime are also in place in the Emirates. Now, this isn't really cybercrime, it's more cyber swearing. Flipping the bird emojis.
Oh.
So putting the one finger up can result in a fine of €55,000.
What about...
sorry, a prison sentence or even deportation.
Oh my God. What about poking someone on Facebook?
That's worse.
Frowned upon.
You shouldn't... No, that's €100. €100,000 fine.
Oh my.
You shouldn't be poking anybody on Facebook. Do you remember when you used to log into somebody's Facebook and start poking people?
Yeah, it was very odd.
The UAE also cares a lot about the image of the country, but you can be fined for having a dirty car or for washing it, which is kind of confusing.
I am confused.
So it sounds contradictory, but dirty cars are seen to be disfiguring the city image and health and can be towed away with the owner's fined up to €680. But you're not allowed to wash your car in residential areas or employ people to do it. You have to bring it to a proper car wash. Mm. So if you ever at a loose end during the day, you can't just get a bucket and sponge and go out the front and wash it. And one of the most ambiguous laws relates to spreading rumours and gossip online.
Oh, I love doing that.
So gossip, particularly on social media, can result in a 3-year prison sentence.
What are you in for? Gossip.
Gossip.
I like spreading gossip.
I said that Keith Duffy and Brad McFadden were coming back, playing a conference hotel room near you soon. And the fine of up to 1 million dirham, which is the equivalent of €250,000.
It's a lot of money.
So you've been warned now, Nathan.
Yeah.
If you do quit radio and move to Abu Dhabi to do teaching,
I will not be swearing as I wash my car, spreading gossip.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.